You know the biblical gospel to eternal life.
It's on that card. Are you from this church?
No, I'm actually from Thailand.
Which, from where?
Thailand.
Do you go to a church?
Yeah, in Thailand.
In Thailand. Is it a Christian church?
Yeah.
Is it part of a denomination?
No.
No?
No.
What's the name of it? I'm just curious.
City Gate Church.
What's that?
City Gate Church.
City Gate Church. So you're just visiting here?
Yeah.
You talk really good English in Thailand, I guess. Do people talk there?
Yeah, I went to an international school.
Okay. Yeah, you talk really good English. So yeah, the gospel by which you must be saved, by which you will find eternal life, by which you will find the kingdom of God. Okay. Brother, why don't you preach it to him? Step up.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, but I don't have a lot of... I'm helping out.
It'll take 1 minute.
Okay.
Take 1 minute. So faith in Jesus Christ is the first step. You have to put your faith in what Jesus did, his death, burial, resurrection for the remission of our sins.
Yeah.
You have to believe his word, believe the record of his son, it says in the scriptures. Once you do that, Jesus' first ministry words were, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Mm-hmm. You have to repent, you have to rebel against Satan's kingdom, the world, sports, politics, all this stuff, you can see it on that card. And you have to turn toward God. You have to lose your pride, your vanity.
Lose your life.
Yeah, I had to lose how I dress, how I talk, how I act, how I associate. You have to lose everything. You have to lose your life. Once you're willing to do that, the Lord will give you his Holy Spirit. You'll be born from above. You'll be born again.
Yeah.
And fruit that you're born again, and why we can see the fruit so clearly in these man-made churches and a lot of churches, holiness and obedience to the Word of God. If you have faith that the Word of God is the Word of God, you'll align your life with it. John 1 says, the Word is Jesus Christ. He was the Word made flesh. If you're not walking in the Word, in the truth, you're outside of the truth, you're outside of the Word of God.
Amen.
So, holiness and obedience, and then the last part of the gospel is endurance. It's not locked up secure. You can't just say a prayer and say, okay, now I'm going to heaven. You have to endure every single day until your death or until his return. So that's the gospel to eternal life. Do you believe you're born again?
Yeah, I believe I'm born again.
Born again. Okay. What's the fruit of you being born again?
Have you tested everything that you do, think, believe, practice, dress, look at, spend your money on, associate? Have you tested every single thing to the Word of God? I know you haven't. You know why?
Why?
You're here. Assemblies of God is a heretic, corrupt way. Do you know they have 25% lady pastors? Do you know what Paul said about lady pastors?
What?
You don't know?
Well,
the Bible says women should be silent in the body and not take authority and not teach men. Can you be a pastor if a woman, if that's the case?
No, but what would you say about the judges?
You know? Oh, so now you're going to the Old Testament.
Yeah, sure.
Are we in the New Testament or the Old? Are you still killing sheep?
We're in both.
No, we're not in both.
Does that mean that
we're not in the boat?
The laws of the Old Testament are
You keep Torah law today? I see no tassels.
No, but I'm saying that some
we're in the new covenant, young man.
Yes.
We're in the new covenant. The old has passed away, Paul says in Hebrews. It was a shadow of things to come. The new covenant, Paul lays out, he tells us, 2 Thess 2:15, keep the traditions I've handed down. Paul was Jesus' main man. I'm following Paul, not Assembly of God, not your church. Don't follow me. Follow Paul's word. It was inspired by Holy Scripture. And Paul never laid down all these things that we're telling you about. And so by that gospel, unless you lose your life and come out of the world, test all things. Do you know what it will cost you to follow Jesus? It will cost you losing your entire life, which means if your family all goes to that church and you seek it out and you test it and you go, man, this is false. Christmas, pagan holiday that the Catholics ordained.
Yeah,
Easter, pagan holiday. Your church does them, right?
Yeah, we don't.
You do or don't?
No, we don't.
You don't? You don't practice those at all?
Well, we use Christmas as an opportunity for evangelism.
So you do practice it. You use Christmas. It is a false way. Did you know Jesus said in Mark 7, if you keep man-made traditions like Christmas, you worship God in vain? So I can tell that you haven't tested everything. And our website is designed just for you, for free. We don't take money. And we have a testing of Lift Church. We're going to add to it audio and video, and then we're going to add more to it. But the biblical gospel's on there. A 10-point test is on there that shows you why these church systems are not of God. And you must come out. Jesus said a puny few, Matthew 7.
Mm-hmm.
Few, that word few means puny. A puny few are going to find eternal life. Not thousands and hundreds in buildings, okay?
Yeah.
And the fruit, Jesus said, that you're of God, the fruit is that your life matches his word and his ways. If you're a branch of that great vine, you're going to produce holy, godly fruit. Yet the churches produce worldly, carnal, compromised, man-made traditions. How can that be?
How come Jesus said
How can that be?
If it's bad?
How can that be, young man?
I have to go now.
Yep. You email me. I'd love to talk to you more. It was nice talking to you. Maybe we came just for you. Test yourself. Come out of those church systems. They're corruption. They're going to deceive you. Jesus is the truth. Follow his word and his ways. John 4:24. You must worship God in spirit and in truth. That is not the American churchianity system today.